In Parshas Vezchanan, we read the first parsha of Shema. So let me share with you two dramatic incidents that illustrate the power and meaning behind Shema. In Parshas Vayigash, after being separated for 22 long and tumultuous years, Yosef HaTzadik is finally reunited with his father Yaakov, and they embrace. And the pasuk tells us, "Vayipol al tzavara vayevk," and he fell on his neck and he wept. It doesn't say "Vayevku," they cried. So Chazal explained, only Yosef cried, but Yaakov did not cry. Why not? Because Yaakov was reciting Shema. Question is, Yaakov was waiting and yearning for this moment for 22 long and agonizing years, and now he recites Shema? Couldn't he wait a few more minutes? Incident number two, the Gemara Masechtas Brachos relates, when the Romans took out Rabbi Akiva to be executed, Zman Kriya Shema Hayu. It was time to recite Shema. And as they were torturing him to death, he was reciting Shema. And the question is, why did Rabbi Akiva choose to say Shema precisely while being tortured to death? So what do we see from these two stories? Yaakov Avinu at his most joyous moment of his life and Rabbi Akiva at his most painful moment of his life, both were reciting Shema. So what's the message here? So let me share with you a fascinating idea that illustrates the power of Shema. The Gemara says, when Rabbi Akiva was being tortured to death, a bas kol rang out from heaven and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, how fortunate are you, Rabbi Akiva. Sha'ata mezumen l'chai olam haba. You are destined for a life in olam haba. You are destined for eternal life in the world to come. So by reciting Shema, Rabbi Akiva was making a statement to his executioners. You can destroy my body, but you can never touch my soul. That is eternal. Rabbi Akiva came to the realization that Hashem Echad, there are no two sides to Hashem. The same God who decrees suffering in this world is also the one who decrees eternal reward in the next world. Likewise, Yaakov Avinu suffered many challenges throughout his life. But by reciting Shema at the exact moment of his reunion with Yosef, Yaakov acknowledged that the same God who separated father and son is the same God who brought them back together again. And this is what we must think about when we recite Shema. Sometimes in life, we experience events that feel harsh and confusing, even painful, and we wonder, where's Hashem's mercy in all of this? But the truth is, even what appears to be strict judgment is actually rooted in chesed, in Hashem's deep love and compassion. Imagine a father walking with his young son, and suddenly he sees a car speeding toward them. Without hesitation, the father pushes the child out of the way, and the child falls and he scrapes his knee, and he begins to cry. From the child's perspective, all he feels is pain. Why did my father push me? Why was he so rough? But the reality is, the father didn't push him to hurt him. He pushed him to save his life, but felt like harshness was actually the greatest act of love and mercy. So too, when we go through difficulties, a failed project, a struggling child, an illness, chas v'shalom, or any setback, it may feel like we've been pushed and knocked down. But in truth, Hashem may be saving us from something far worse, guiding us away from unseen danger, or preparing us for something great. And this is the depth of Hashem Echad. There's only one God, one will, one source, and it is entirely good. It's not that one side of Hashem is the side of anger, and another side is a sign of kindness. Everything comes from one source of Rahman. We just don't see it yet. So Rabbi Akiva, when experiencing great pain, and Yaakov, when he felt the ultimate joy, both realized Hashem Echad. It all emanates from one source, Hashem's loving kindness. And with that, let me share with you an incredible story told by Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. A man living in Yerushalayim traveled up north to visit his ailing father. He wasn't a man of means, and it was very difficult for him to make the trip. He had to take a day off from work and fill up the car with gas, which he could barely afford. He arrives at the hospital, he feeds the meter, and he visits his father. On the way out, he sees a traffic cop writing him a summons. He runs over and he begs him, "The meter just expired a minute ago. I can't afford the fine. Please, don't write the summons." But his pleas fall on deaf ears, and he's devastated. The whole way home, he's thinking, "God, why are you doing this to me? I take a day off from work to do a mitzvah, and this is how you repay me?" The next day, he went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he tells him the story. Reb Chaim tells him, "Don't worry, something good will come of this." A few weeks later, he was summoned to court. His neighbor, a terrible Russia, who has been pressuring him to sell him his apartment, falsely accused him of assault. It was a clear setup. He's thinking, Even if I can prove my innocence, it will cost me thousands of shekels in legal fees. And he's so distraught. But as he's reviewing the court papers, he noticed something incredible. The date and time of the alleged assault was the very same day and hour he was up north visiting his father when he got that parking ticket. He submits the evidence to the court, and the case was immediately thrown out. What at first appeared to be a harsh decree turned out to be a tremendous act of chesed. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What we sometimes perceive as Elokeinu as din is really Echad, coming from the same place. Hashem's mercy and kindness. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.